What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And welcome back to our show here, hour number two. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Actually, we're going to close the phone lines after these next three callers. So let's go to Al in Canada. Al, welcome to the show. What's on your mind today?
Hi, Mike. Hi, Claire.
Hello.
I don't want to talk about pointing fingers. I was wondering if you if you had already talked about the CDC report that it came out and that the Danish report about the mortality rates and who exactly this this infection is or this virus is affecting.
No, we didn't cover that. Why don't you give us a quick little rundown?
Well, according to the CDC, 90% of all the deaths, the people already had pre-existing conditions.
Yes.
And if I'm not mistaken, I think 58% of those people were over the age 65. So it's pretty much like any other illness. You know, it affects the elderly that already have pre-existing conditions or anyone that has a pre-existing condition who's already more or less kind of circling the drain. You know, I don't mean to sound morbid or anything, but I mean, that's the way it is. And then the Danish report, from what's going on inside their country, their mortality rate is 0.16% from their reports.
Yes.
So, and then, you know, of course, the Swedish people, Sweden never locked down. South Dakota isn't locked down. And, you know, to use your words, Michigan has gone full tilt boogie. You can't even get seeds to grow your own food, apparently.
Yes.
So, you know, there's more to this than meets the eye. I mean, all these countries that are locked down, I mean, our countries, your country, my country, all we're doing is going deeper and deeper into unpayable debt. So that seems to be the common theme, is this unpayable debt. So obviously, you know, there's a connection there in that sense. The UK has on their books, I don't know whether you knew this or not, they have something called Ways and Means set up where they can actually go to their central bank and borrow directly from it, which any country can do. But I don't think the G7 was set up to allow that sort of thing from happening. You had to go to private institutions in order to create the nation's currency. So, you know, with that in mind, I mean, I'm not going to, you know, like I said, I don't want to point fingers at, you know, who did this and who did that, or, you know, like where this started. What we have to do is concentrate on, well, what are the effects of this and what exactly is going to happen, you know, in the next few weeks? I mean, how is this going to affect us in the future? Because the past doesn't matter anymore. It's already done. It's over. It's gone. What do you think?
I think that we have too little firm information and too many egos out there, you know, trying to strut their stuff, like Michigan is a good example. Again, people are proceeding, making decisions without all the available facts. And the idea that Michigan is saying seeds are not essential, that shows a very bizarre train of thought here. Now, I'm hoping that this three-phase reopening plan is going to move forward, but apparently the Democrats are already attacking Trump on it and saying either he's too authoritarian or he's not doing enough. You know, it's a classic case. It doesn't matter what Trump does or does not do. The Democrats are not going to like it.
No, they're not. Anyway, I know you got another couple of phone calls, and honestly, I'd rather listen. I'd rather hear Claire's voice than mine, so I'll let you go. Thank you very
much. Here, then I'm leaving.
No, okay. You're not. No, you
take
are
it
not.
Easy, Mike. Bye, Claire.
All right. Thanks an awful lot. We're going to switch over to Mark in New York. Hello, Mark. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, how you doing? Hello, Claire. Good to talk to you again. I don't want to cut too much into your hour. You know, I have tons of questions about corporate structure, you know, corporate greed and crony capitalism, but I thought I'd wait a couple of weeks, let you talk and stuff. But I mean, I wanted to throw Ruth Bader Ginsburg at you and say, do you think her behavior is appropriate for a woman her age? Should we just allow these people? She's most likely bedridden. You know, who knows if she has you know, the virus and stuff like that, whether it be reported. I mean, have you given it any thought? I don't mean to pop quiz you on it, but
well, you know, the obvious issue here is the Democrats are in a panic that especially if Trump wins re-election this November, mm-hmm. he's going to get to load up that court with conservative justices, mm-hmm. and yeah. the
and
Democrats
which you should because they did it to us. So, how about this?
Yeah, I'm not saying that's a bad thing. I'm not saying that's a bad thing.
Oh, okay.
Ruth Bader Ginsburg, I think the reason she's staying on is to prevent Trump from being able to fill her seat. But I don't think she'll make it through a second Trump term.
Do they have a right to say it's their seat? Belongs to the, because 50 years, 60 years ago, there were no progressives in the Congress strong enough to take it. They were in the corporate world, according to Dinesh D'Souza. But do you think they have a right to say it's their seat? The way the media reports that it belongs to them, that's really a progressive seat.
Well, I think it's sort of natural for them, after they've been appointed to the Supreme Court, to mm-hmm. view that chair that they're sitting in as their seat on the bench.
Yeah, I don't think so. I think they should shorten the terms, limit the terms, because these antiquated things, you know, the 60s radicals, you know, maybe it's not so popular right now. It's changed. I don't think it's their seat. I think it's the American seat. And if the Americans want, if the majority of Americans want him in there, you know what I mean.
I wanted know what you're saying. The idea is that the Supreme Court should be free from political influences. We know that's not true. We know that some of the justices got blackmailed back during Obamacare.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Now, the idea, I wanted to call in just because you guys are touching on coronavirus. This word novel virus, for me, this is the second strike against China. I'm tired of them. I'm a real big Navarro fan. I'm a big Gordon Chang fan. And they're both saying that these guys are you know, they're misbehaving. They already did this thing with the twin girls. And I don't know what happened to them. That doctor disappeared. Another doctor, poof.
He's in prison.
Oh,
all right. All right.
Yeah,
wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. Tossed him in the
hooskow. Came out. Another thing is that they were trying to create a supermal type of situation where it wasn't really, it came out that they knew damn well that they were mucking about with the intelligence gene and stuff. I don't like that. You know, this CRISPR technology, I learned about it. It was discovered about on a NPR show on a Saturday night, as a matter of fact. But they said they were messing around with E. coli, and they found a virus, and they hijacked this assassin cell that messed around with the DNA. So now they were joking, like, maybe we can bring back the Willy Mammoth or something. And Mammoth, that is. And I just think it's these guys are mucking about willy-nilly, and they shouldn't be trusted, and I think we should pull back on everything. They steal a lot of things. I was looking at Sweden's, and I apologize to the Swedish listeners that it is a wonderful, unspoiled country with only 10 million people. That's about the size of the East Coast, stretched into as far as Tennessee, all the way down mm-hmm. to Florida, up to Montreal or Maine. It's huge, with about the population of Long Island. And that's how they can get away with, you know, a nice, easy kind of social, everybody pays a little for the health, and the and Social Security and stuff. Our country is too messed up, with too many hands in the pock in the cookie jar, to be trusted with that much. The on the average, it's 32% when you're making like $20,000, first $2,000 not taxed, and then over like 60, you pay another 20%. And I can see how that can work out for a population of 10,000. And a homogenous, other articles I've read saying they're mostly all Norwegian, Nordic, homogenous community. It's all the same people. It's not like here where we have all these people, all these illegals, all these different, everybody's divisive, and it's all corrupt, and it's all this cronyism going on. So, but anyway, it's a beautiful country with, kings and queens, royalty, and very spread out. And I can see how a mega mind globalist will say, okay, the gravy train is over for Sweden. Let's start mucking with it, messing it up, sending people in there, because it's huge, absolutely huge, with a small amount of people. So I hope they can hold on to that, because it's a great place. And that's all. That's all I want to say.
All right, Mark, thank you very much for the phone call. We're going to take one more phone call before I turn the microphone over to Claire, and that's Jim in Montana. Hello, Jim. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. How are you?
Doing fine.
Good, good. All right. You know, a lot of your listeners, I mean, they're a lot sharper and a lot brighter than I am, honestly, you know. But, you know, today, on this hour, on this minute, I think that I can get us reined in and focused in on the point a little bit here. China is a little bit to blame in the sense of that they're as responsible as the rest of the Kabbalist deep state bought and paid for saboteurs that are in our own government as well. Like Nancy Pelosi, and the director of the CIA, and the rest, like, and half of the other fake liberal deep cell operatives that are in Congress, and half of the other fake deep cell Democrats that are in Congress. And at the very top of it all, and most of us already know this, but sometimes it helps to just have a refocus. None other than the private central banking system. And
yes,
who is the lead architect? The lead architect of it all. The Rothschilds, who control, pretty much own most of the private central banking network and control over 70% of the world's money flow. Okay? They at the very top. Okay? So
yes,
going and attacking China, you know, the people of China, for the most part, they're in the same boat we are. They're innocent enough. You know, it's the upper levels of the Chinese government, just like with our government. They're all in the same Kabbalist club, all receiving their orders from the Rothschilds, maybe not directly from the Rothschilds, you know, from private central banking system. Because as we all know, all wars, all destruction, all of that are bankers' wars, bankers' destruction, you know, for many other reasons, you know, but the main one, like the last a couple callers ago said, keep us in debt.
Yes.
That's how they make their money.
That's how they keep control.
Yes, sir. In America, boy, you know, we were starting to thrive. We were starting to come back to our feet, you know. And I think I heard rumors, I'm not sure for sure, that Trump was actually maybe talking about nationalizing the bank system. Hallelujah, if he would do that. That's you know, that would do a lot of damage if we nationalized our banking system and got it out of private hands.
I agree.
Hitler, terrible guy. Horrible guy, Hitler. Okay? Yeah. Okay? But when he nationalized his banking system for his country, holy cow, those guys soared. That country just took off.
They called it the German miracle.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. Time Magazine's Man of the Year. Okay, I'm not supporting Hitler in any kind of way, of course. Okay. But that, let's not forget, my friends, and I love all my information warriors, all of us. We're all in this together. I love all you guys. You know, Paul, too, you know, all you guys. You know, Paul's not necessarily, you know, completely wrong. You know, there are levels in that Chinese government that we're just, you know, it's
part of the cabalist that are in on it. And those you know, as far as the COVID-19 goes, one of your, first like three or four callers, gentleman from New York, and he said he knew a couple people that had passed away from the situation. Man, my heart goes out to you, man. I love you, brother. You know, and if I would tear the flesh from my own body if it could help those people that you knew, you know, or in any kind of way, you know.
All right. Well, Jim,
we're going to bring this. Sir,
sum up.
Okay. The thing is, though, is that we don't know. I'm sorry. We don't know what they died for, what they died from. All we know, and I'm sorry, man, but all we know is that they died and that they were tested with a complete phony, worthless, mock COVID-19 test. A test that tests for genetic materials that all of us produce. Okay? So all we know is that we don't know. Because these people all being tested with a test that is, it's garbage. You might as well just throw that test in the garbage. The only purpose, if you come really down to the logic of it, the base and common sense base of it, the only purpose I could find for those tests is just to make it look like everybody that's sick and dies, everybody that's sick and everybody that's dying has COVID-19, you know. Until they actually come up with a test that tests for the viral genetic material, those tests are—they're more good for.
No, they're little better than tossing a coin. There are so many false positives and false negatives. Anyway, Jim, we're going to let you go here. I gave you a big chunk of time here. All right, so thank you very much. We're going to close the phone lines now. And we're going to go with the Lady Claire here, and we've got about 2 minutes before the next commercial break, so you can tease into what you want to talk about.
Well, I will in a second, but Mike, you and I have been discussing how this pandemic has been bringing out some of the best and some of the worst in humankind, and I wanted to give a shout-out to one of the members of Saturday Night Live, Michael Che. What this guy did to honor a grandmother who died of COVID-19, he paid the rent for all the other people who live in the particular apartment complex where she had lived. And I thought, what a beautiful way to honor someone you loved. She must have been extraordinary in this guy's life. Now, his politics and my politics, zip codes apart, okay? Opposite ends of the universe, but that's okay. But he did something really kind and positive to people who may have needed that greatly. And also regarding the medical community and pharmaceutical community, I have a story that I'm going to share probably in one of the later segments because we have a little bit more time. But I would also like to mention that this is the year when the national debt for this country is going to exceed the GPD.
The gross domestic product.
Gross domestic, okay. Yeah. And folks, if you have not thought about prepping, maybe now would be a great time. And I've got a few things to say on the other side of the break that I think may be very useful. And it was coming up very soon.
Yes, as a matter of fact, it's coming up here in about 8 seconds.
Yes.
And we're going to take a break for some commercials, and then we'll be back with the lovely Lady Claire after these words from our sponsors.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%, no joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. You will hear this offer only on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell five. As a listener of RBN, you're surely concerned about being informed and being ready for whatever may come. Please consider the following questionnaire as a soul-jarring wake-up call. If you answer no to more than two of these following questions, you probably aren't going to make it through any major disruption in our country. The questions were compiled by people that have been there. Are you really ready? Do you own your own firearm for the primary defense and protection of you and your loved ones? Have you ever been professionally trained to stand against life-threatening behavior? Have you ever practiced enough to fire 500 rounds during a 2 to 4 day time frame, day and night? Can you load, unload, fire, and clear a jam in total darkness? Have all the adults in your household been professionally trained? Are you, life and death, comfortable with your abilities with pistol, revolver, shotgun, and rifle? Are you aware that everything that you do to prepare for an emergency is a waste of time, money, and energy? If you haven't honed your abilities to their highest level to protect and keep what you have, do you have the repair parts that will most likely be needed for each of your firearm, and do you have the ability to install those parts? Could you completely clean every firearm you own? Are you aware that your body won't go where your mind hasn't been? In other words, without proper training, followed by regular practice, you probably will not win a gunfight. Well, how did you measure up? Take the once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to start correcting your deficiencies by receiving your Commander Lifetime membership with Front Sight Firearms Training Facility. A one-time donation to RBN for $500 will give you a Commander Lifetime membership at Front Sight as a tremendously huge thank-you bonus. See details on RBN's webpage to make it happen. The clock is ticking. You had better be ready before it happens.
You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight. Women and children.
Welcome back to the show here, and I'm going to turn the microphone over to the lovely lady Claire, who's got an issue to raise, which is probably of interest to a great many of you.
I think I'm going to take that into the next segment, but I wanted to go back to prepping.
Okay.
Prepping is not one thing. It's got to become a lifestyle. And I suddenly remembered that it is actually part of their religious ethos for the Mormons.
Yes.
To prep. And they've been doing it for hundreds and hundreds of years, ever since that first religion came about in the United States.
They're very good at it.
And they're very good at it. And they've got a ton of information online that is very clear, very well put out. They talk about canning. They talk about preserving stuff and how you do it. And they take you through a step by step. And if you want to, just what I did was I typed in the search in my search engine, Mormon food prepping, and it came back with a ton of information, all of it good, all of it logical. And I know for some people it may sound like overwhelming, but guys, a little at a, just a little at a time.
Yes.
And these Mormon guides that are online are fabulous, and they give you a practical blow by blow, if you will, description: step one, step two, step three, step four. And you're also going to want to find where you can get the best deals on stuff your family eats. If it's stuff your family doesn't eat, don't go there. You know? And it was funny during this last supply chain management fiasco, which we've all been experiencing. If you go to a regular supermarket or you go to a big box, supply chains have been a problem in this country. And I don't know that they're going to get better soon. So please, you know, get yourself started. Don't let yourself feel overwhelmed. Because again, as I said on last Friday's show, the people who were causing physical bodily harm to other shoppers over things like toilet paper, those weren't the preppers. Preppers were laughing certain portions of their anatomy when they saw these things.
Yes.
So, yeah, please do. Please remember. And there is another lady whose name I recommend very highly. Her name is Daisy Luther. She has written extensively on this situation. And she's good at giving people, again, simple, cogent advice that's very easy to read and figure out, I can do that. She is someone who I know has appeared on Mike's show and was just a joy to have when she did.
Mm-hmm.
And what she has to say makes absolute, total, and complete sense. So, you know, if you want to Google some of the stuff that's out there and print it out, or maybe get on her mailing list, I believe she still has one, or buy a book, because what you will get is going to be so helpful. I don't know if it's still on the Learning Channel, but there was a show a little while back called Extreme Couponing. Now, that means you're going to have to knuckle down, probably look at the online sales, and also you might need to actually physically get a paper and look for the... What's a paper? But more likely they will have these deals online as well. And so if it's something the family uses a lot of, get it on sale. You know, use your timing wisely to be able to know what you're going to need and reconfigure your space. And I know a lot of our listeners live in smaller spaces these days. They live in smaller apartments because they need to be close to work. And you know, you have to figure out how you're going to use your space to the best possible advantage. Now, where we live right now, we've got a garage. We haven't had that luxury other places.
No, this is the first place I've ever lived that had a garage.
Yeah, and it's we're going to have to do some cleaning out and some shelves and whatever. But if you've got the space for it, you can plan a lot better. You can keep a lot more with you. And it's, you know, it's going to be good. It's going to be wonderful. I am hoping that we're not going to have another emergency like this in the near future. But guys, look through history. Crud happens. And I don't think I'm being alarmist to say that. But yeah, crud happens. We always have to try to be as prepared as we can be, particularly if we've got people counting on us, like older family members.
Yes.
Or kids. You know, Mom, I'm still hungry. There wasn't enough in my lunch today. No mom or dad in their right mind wants to hear that. So think about it. Plan your work and work your plan, please. And do it right now while we still have some stuff on the shelves. I mean, our local big box was almost out of bathroom tissue. But I've kind of learned, Mike, to do one thing at a time. And if you're building a little stockpile, it's not going to kill you. You know, ultimately, if there is a crisis or shortage, you're going to get through it because you've got all the tools. You've got
all the tools. And you want to rotate through your food supply so you don't have it sitting out there until it goes past the X date.
Yeah.
Anyway, we have to take another break for commercials here. And when we come on back, Claire has an interesting story to share with you. So we'll be back after these few words.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
Don't regret growing old. It's a privilege denied to many. Heart disease is taking our youth from us. Young people in their 30s, 40s, 50s, and beyond are dying needlessly. One of the hardest messages I've ever had to deliver is to convince people that something natural like Extendivite should be taken as a preventative measure. I'm sure you heard, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Extendivite is that ounce. Take Extendivite for 1 year and see what your doctor has to say and how much better you feel. Herbs take time to address the problem. It took years of life to have a problem. Give Extendivite 1 year to fix the problem. Don't wait until it's too late. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or visit us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And welcome back to our show here. And finally, Lady Claire, take it away.
I will. This is a very real story. It happened to us this morning. And I wanted to share it with you. There is a phrase from the Latin, caveat emptor, buyer beware. And one of the places you really have to look at that these days is with prices for pharmaceuticals. Now, we have kind of a neighborhood pharmacy, and it's not like 5 minutes away from the home, but it's the closest of what it is.
Yes.
Okay? And there has been a medication I've been prescribed by my doctor, who is absolutely great. And now I turn 71 next month, but sometimes age brings issues, brittle bones, osteoporosis, osteoarthritis, this kind of stuff. Now, I was supposed to get a 3-month supply when I came to pick up Mike and my medication. And what I discovered, now this medication is called resedronate sodium, easy for me to say, at this pharmacy. And they were about to hand me 3 boxes. It's a total of 12 pills. And the price that they gave me on these pills had me absolutely sputtering. Guys, $276 for 12 pills once a week. And those of you in the audience, our listeners and our viewers, know this, okay? Well, I finally got my lower jaw up off the floor because that's how much it threw me. It had been 180, which I thought, what is the reason? It's not like they're mining this stuff. It's not titanium.
Yeah, just it had gone up $80 just since the last time
in 90
refilled
days.
It. Yes.
Yeah. And so I thought, I'm not going to get mad. I'm going to get even. So I took one box, and that was over $100. And I started doing some research. And what I found was that there is a big box store. I'm not going to name the store. Do your due diligence. And if you are a member and you have pharmacy privileges, the 90-day supply at this big box store was going to cost me about $29. Let me say that again. $29, which is a saving from the pharmacy company of $247 for a 90-day supply.
I think we're justified in naming the pharmacy in the big box store.
You think so?
Yeah.
All right. Okay.
The pharmacy was CVS.
CVS Caremark. So what I have done, what I'm going to be doing, I'm sending two letters, one to the entire management team of CVS Caremark and one to my family physician and letting her know. Now, I'm going to be sending this certified with a return receipt. I don't even know if I'm going to get a receipt back, but I think people need to know that we, the consumers, know this. I really do. And I, you know, we're lucky. We're not in a situation in this little family of two where we, you know, have to choose between food and desperately needed medication. And guys, this medication is great because what it prevents is bone loss and bone breakage. And there apparently, in going to my bone guy last week, he said, Claire, a lot of it has to do with heritage. I'm Northern European. A lot of people who are not Northern European don't get this stuff happening.
Mm-hmm.
And I wouldn't wish it on anyone I didn't like. But when your pharmacy brings up a price in like 90 days, I asked them, and I had a smile on my face, and I know it's not the fault of the pharmacy people over there. They're very nice, and they're very efficient in what they do. And I said, I know it's not your fault, but I am guessing if Costco was able to make a profit at $29 for 90 days, this medication is not that expensive.
No, it isn't. Most aren't. The markups are just obscene here.
Yeah.
And when we were on Oahu, we noticed the same thing with Sam's Club.
Oh, yeah.
That it was a lot cheaper to get our prescription medications there than at the CVS that we had down there.
Yeah. Yeah.
So you really do need to shop around. You need to take advantage of all these little apps there, the Prescription RX, or what's the one that Martin
GoodRx.
GoodRx, and the one that Martin Sheen is pitching right now.
Yeah.
Because you can be taken for quite a ride here. And unfortunately, when you get to the AGE, where you are being given a lot of prescriptions, you know, I take my morning pills, you know, with a big, with a ladle. You know, well, there we are. And
yeah. But extension of life and having quality of life remain in your life. And if you do need these medications when you get older, which obviously I do, I think it is grossly unfair for those companies that are marking up for their retirement parachutes, or I don't know how much these people at CVS make on the executive team.
Well, now we know how CVS is able to go on out and buy up all the small mom and pop drugstores. Like
Because
remember, ours was a Save-On before CVS came in.
Yeah.
You just came on in and just gobbled it up, and the prices on everything went through the roof.
Yeah. And so I'm saying to anyone who is my age or maybe a little older on some...
Or even younger.
Was taking some of these medications, please shop around. We're going to go down tomorrow, and we are going to become
Costco members.
Costco people.
Yep.
And I'm going to talk with a pharmacist over there, and I'm going to say, we live where we are, and you're up here. And
is a bit of a drive, unfortunately.
It's a bit of a drive, but you know something? Even with the gas, it's an incredible bargain, and that membership is going to pay for itself. They have tiered memberships from 60 to 120, And some of the tiered memberships will allow you cash back on things like travel. It's not bad.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. And there is another situation I want us to look at. Mike, did you cover the fact that the U.S.-backed rebels in Syria have pretty much defected now to the Syrian army?
We covered that one yesterday, yeah. We spent all of your tax money went to train, arm, and equip these so-called Syrian-friendly rebels, and now they've basically deserted, and they've joined Assad.
Yeah, and not only that, but they told the Assad military people that they had been trained to blow up Syrian oil wells.
Yes.
Guys, I would like to think of a time in my life when the U.S. was not committing war crimes. And,
Well, it seems like they've been doing it all along.
Yeah. You know, when was there a time in this country when the U.S. was not committing war crimes all over the world, Mike?
Not when we've been alive.
No.
When we've been alive for a while.
Yeah. And I must tell you, in my case, my wake-up call, Vietnam. I don't know about you.
Yes, that was my wake-up call.
And it was, what are we doing? Do these people not have a right to govern their country in the way that they want? You know?
No, they've got to run their country the way we, the United States, wants.
You know,
that's manifest destiny.
You know, and the thing I can't understand also about it, we are now trading with Vietnam, but we're not trading with Cuba. What's going on there?
Well, the United States knows how to keep a grudge, and they've been keeping a grudge against Cuba ever since the Bay of Pigs.
Yeah, it seems to me absolutely ridiculous. And I wish we had more trade. I wish we had more trade in terms of, in terms of student exchanges. I think that would be very educational for both us and for people from other countries. More cooperation, more trade, not more sanctions. Oh, speaking of sanctions, we have just dumped another set on Venezuela. And Pompeo is saying to the Venezuelan government, you know, if there is a transitional government, you don't have a right to resist. Well, the people in this country take their history, they know their history, and they take it very seriously. And my concern is that if we do try to go in with this transitional government, Mike, the Venezuelan people are going to resist. They're going to protest. This is going to be our next Afghanistan. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
I would like, you know, I'd like your thoughts on that.
Well, again, the United States is going on in. They want to control Venezuela. They want to control Venezuela's oil.
Yeah.
They want to control what currency it's being sold for around the world.
Yeah.
This is the same reason we went into Iraq. It's the same reason we went into Libya.
Yep.
And it's just more U.S. foreign intervention and adventurism.
Uh-huh.
But we're not doing very well. I mean, we're getting, you know, our box cleaned by a bunch of goat herders in Afghanistan.
Yeah.
We have not exactly won in Syria.
No.
Iraq wants us to leave.
And Mike, I think there's a point here that I think we need to make. Who won the war in Iraq? Was it the U.S.? Or, I'd like a drum roll, please. Okay. Actually, China has won that.
Yes.
And they are going to start developing oil in Iraq. Oil for development. Now, the U.S. is not terribly happy about that, but what are they going to do? Go to war against China? I think one of our earlier callers said that would be a really horrific call to make.
It would be
stupid.
A bad thing.
Yeah, you know, we can't outproduce them on the weapons. They still conscript. So if we're behind the eight ball, if you will, technologically, and in terms of a troop strength that can compete, you know, I don't know what the odds are in terms of the U.S. bringing back the draft, but I think we are not that far away from it. I wonder what the odds makers in Vegas are saying.
I don't know, but I do know that if they bring back the draft in this country, there will be a negative reaction, because I think the American people are sick and tired of war. We actually have a caller waiting on the line right now, Glenn in Philadelphia. Hello, Glenn. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, Mike. Hello, Claire.
Hello.
I was listening to what you were saying about the prescription pricing. And the pharmacies also fill veterinary prescriptions and stuff. And I was, as you often say, gobsmacked when my pharmacy wanted to charge me $42 for 11 terbutaline tablets for my asthmatic cat.
Okay.
And it turns out, and now on Newsmax TV, you often see advertisements for the service called GoodRx. They have a phone app, and that's the thing. And what that shops, that comparison contrast shops medications for you so you can pick the cheapest place to go. And when I objected at the CVS counter getting my this terbutaline, the woman at the counter was able to, tap away on the keyboard for a few minutes and pull up a GoodRx price for me that was $11 cheaper. Even the pharmacies themselves can sometimes pull this stuff up.
Mm-hmm. Well, there was no interest in that this morning.
No. You know, and we had seen CVS use GoodRx once before on one of our other prescriptions, but on this one, the price was definitely firm.
Yeah.
Exactly. And this medication I'm using for my cat is ancient and dirt cheap. I mean, it's a bronchodilator, for God's sake. It's nothing.
I hear you. Yeah, you know, and the same thing with this medication, which is now, it's generic. It's not even proprietary anymore.
Yes.
It's been around for a while, and it does a good job. And I do want my doctor, and I do want all the senior management team at CVS to know that I know. You know, I think it's important. And my only conjecture is very probably there is some collusion with some of these people whose names I'm not going to name on radio, but they'll be getting the letter.
Yes.
That there has been a collusion to price fix when, again, it's not like you're mining for something somewhere exotic and those mines are going to dry up at some point in time, as they will with Tanzanite, because there is only a specific place in Tanzania where you can get this stuff.
Yes.
But we need awareness out there. And I don't want any American to have to choose between a meal and their meds. That's, you know, and you could say that, well, you were not bright enough, you were not intelligent enough to make sure that these contingencies were taken care of. No. The compassionate part of me, and I said, I'm very much a capitalist, we have to find ways that people don't have to choose in this country, for whatever reason. At least that's mine.
The answer isn't necessarily... And the answer doesn't have to be communism either, or
single-payer.
Because then you just have a different tyrant running things.
Yes, no, I hear you absolutely, absolutely.
The markup on retail, you know, a cup of retail coffee from a convenience store used to be around like 400%. And imagine what the markup is on bottled water, where the water per gallon is more expensive than the gasoline you put in your car. And those things seem like highway robbery. But when you look at I would love to know a cost analysis, what it costs the manufacturers to make these pharmaceuticals. I'm sure we're well above 400% on the markups that we're seeing. So.
Oh, it must be. Because, look, at Costco, if they can sell this drug at $29 and make a bit of a profit, hello, what does it have to be manufactured for?
You know, they might even be loss leading to get people to come into their stores, which fine if that's what they want to do. But I mean, the idea is we basically get the medicine for what? Close to 10% of what, you know, CVS wanted to charge.
Yeah, you know.
No, the $5 roasted chicken is the chief loss leader.
Okay, I think you're probably right on that for when you just don't have any patience to cook.
Yes.
Yeah, I love to cook because I know what went into the food that we are eating. And you know what I wish people would pay more attention to is some slow cooking.
Yes.
Because slow cooking can give you tender, tender results.
From very inexpensive cuts of meat.
Yeah, you don't have to have a steak. Look, for example, at cordon. Well, I'm thinking of beef bourguignon. That, you know, you don't have to have either expensive wine to cook it with. You don't have to have an expensive cut of beef. And at the end of the day, look how brilliant that tastes when it's done right.
Yes.
Yeah.
And there's a handy tip for when we end up in the zombie land scenario.
Yeah. Oh, boy. Oh, man. Yeah.
Yes, you know, slow cook the zombies.
No. No.
Exactly. Exactly. No, all right. Thank you, Claire. Thank you. Thank you, Mike.
Thank you for sharing your story. I think that's important. It really is.
All right. Listen, we're going to start with Brian in Pennsylvania. But, Brian, we're coming up on a commercial break, and I'm going to have to take you through it. But you can go ahead and start. What do you want to talk about?
Hey, Mike, can you hear me okay?
I hear you fine. You're on the air.
I just want to apologize to Claire. I called in, like, I think about 2 weeks ago on a Friday, and I didn't realize that the show was as far along as it was, and I kind of, like, cut Claire off, I think, a little bit. So I want to apologize to her to start with.
All right. Well, listen, stay on the line. Yes. Stay on the line. We've got to do a commercial break, and then we'll come back to your phone call after these few words.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
It happens more often than we can imagine. In my case, I was sitting at home, and out of nowhere, I just started feeling uncomfortable. Then it got worse, and I started perspiring. I tried to ignore it, but I waited too long. The chest pain came as we were driving to the hospital emergency. I felt my life clock begin to tick. I barely survived. There was lots of damage done to my heart. What do I do now? I was lucky. I took a leap of faith and tried a 7-herb formula with hawthorn, garlic, cayenne, and more called Extendivite. Herbs have been used for thousands of years to keep us healthy. If you're not using Extendivite as a preventative supplement, maybe it's time to start. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Is the Second Amendment your line in the sand? Is the United States Constitution important to you? Are you worried about gun confiscation? You need to join us for free at gunconfiscation.com. At gunconfiscation.com, you will meet like-minded patriots, get the latest Second Amendment news, and find anything you need to prepare for gun confiscation. Visit gunconfiscation.com today. That's gunconfiscation.com. Which side are you on?
Talk Right, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. Talk Right makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download Talk Right today from Google Play or the App Store.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened?
And welcome back to our show. Last segment of our program on this Pow Hunter Friday. We're talking with Brian in Pennsylvania. And Brian, just take it away.
Can you hear me okay, Mike?
Yes, you're on the air.
Okay. My thing I wanted to comment that I don't really hear too many people talking about is like the mental health side of this pandemic and how being labeled as non-essential. Like, to me, that sounds a lot like back in Nazi Germany, where it was called a useless eater. Like, and I just see that similarity, and I don't like that at all. And
that was George Bush who said useless eater, and I think in Nazi Germany it was Untermenschen, you know, the underhuman.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was. I listened to an audiobook of The White Rose and something else. I can't remember. There was a second part to it, but it was a really good book. It was like, because it was a story about a little girl who was like basically going to kill herself, and she found an American soldier that parachuted in. And it was a really fantastic book. I wish it was the White Rose and something else. I just can't remember what the name of the other thing is. But they talked about how the little girl's brother was like mentally handicapped, and they got rid of him basically. And I know America would never go that far, but one of the people that I listened to was talking about how suicide hotlines, their numbers have been like exploding, and like people calling in and people that have been sober for like decades, and all of a sudden now they have nothing to do and they're falling back into alcoholism and domestic violence and everything, and everybody's like gleefully like, yay, lock the system down, lock it down. It's like, well, what happens when all these people, like people that feel like they're no longer important, what if they all start killing themselves? Like, is that going to be classified as a coronavirus death, or are we going to take the mental health aspect?
At this point, they've decided Jeffrey Epstein died of coronavirus.
There you go. It seems like everybody's too gleefully wanting the system to just shut down. And like me, I love working. Like, that's like my favorite thing in life is to go to work. Like, if I could work 90 hours a week, I'd work 90 hours a week. And now I have a part-time job as a, like a donation delivery person for a thrift store, but I own a small landscaping business. And over the summer, I actually walk about 20 miles a day.
That's good.
Just mowing grass, because I actually am also a disabled vet, and the doctors don't believe me, but walking, I have no pain when I walk. But standing still and sitting, I actually get massive pain because everything just locks up.
Yeah.
I actually don't mow with a zero turn or anything like that. I actually just have a little 30-inch mower, and every yard, no matter how big it is, I mow with a walk behind. And some of my yards are an acre and a half.
Wow. But you're returning to the earth, you're making the earth happy. And I can imagine that would make you feel good.
Yeah, and I love mowing grass, I love working. And yeah, take it easy, Mike. You have a great weekend. You too, Claire.
Thank you.
All right, thanks an awful lot. Stay tuned for John Stedmiller. I'm sure he's got lots of interesting things to share with you. Please spread the word of RBN. Please spread the word of whatreallyhappened.com. Please donate. We need your help. Don't forget the front site promotional. Lifetime Commander membership for a $500 donation. By the way, Sheriff Mack is going to be on with John Stedmiller immediately following this program. We'll be back on Monday. Have a good weekend.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.